Chapter 10 Trusting. Trust is opening your heart, believing in yourself and in the abundance of the universe. It is knowing that the universe is loving and friendly and supports your higher good. Trust is knowing that you are part of the process of creating and believing in your ability to draw to you what you want. Affirmation. The universe is safe, abundant, and friendly. Most people go through doubt about money, doubt that they will have enough, that the money they have will last, or that they have the ability to reach their goals. Even those who have gained great fortunes go through the same doubts, wondering if money will continue to come in or if what they have will last. Don't make yourself feel wrong for worrying about money. Do change the habit of worrying, or you will continue to worry about money no matter how much you have. Many people think about money primarily when they perceive the amount of money they have as a problem. Doubt and worry about money have no relationship to the amount of money you have, nor is the amount of time you spend worrying about money related to how much money you can create. If you resolve to think about money only when you feel confident and peaceful, you can increase your magnetism to what you want. If you are worrying about money, work on increasing your sense of well-being rather than thinking about money. Rather than asking, "How much money do I need today?" ask yourself, "How can I create money today?" There is an enormous difference in the energy you send out to the universe when you focus on creating money rather than needing money. The first is magnetic to money, and the latter is not. If you have taken whatever action seems appropriate, focus on other things while still paying attention to any inner guidance about further actions. Ask, "What can I do right now that would increase my sense of well-being?" Take the actions that build up your good feelings, for they will invigorate you and change your state of mind to the point where you can think more positively about your finances. As you feel better, you will be more able to listen to your inner guidance and come up with new, creative ideas. Affirmation. I expect only the best to happen, and it does. Trust. Expecting the best to happen, believing in your ability to create what you want, and knowing you deserve to have it, can be demonstrated in many ways. It is demonstrated by believing in something even when the outer world seems to reflect something else. It is demonstrated by talking of your abundance, even if you do not yet see it around you. It is not enough to sit around and believe. Demonstrate trust by listening to your inner guidance and taking action on it. Since you live in a world of form and substance, action is the physical link to having what you want. You can develop trust by putting your ideas into action, getting feedback, and seeing the results. Every time you are willing to take a risk, you increase your ability to trust and believe in yourself. There is a difference between trust and hope. Trusting is believing and knowing that what you want will come. Hoping is wanting something, but not really believing that it will come. Act as if you have the money for whatever you want. How many times have you held off getting something, thinking you didn't have the money, only to discover when you got it that you could have afforded it all along? If there is something you want, go out and look, visualize, and take action. You will often find it takes less money than you thought to get what you want, or a friend will have a used one to give you, or you will get it in an unexpected way. Take some action to demonstrate to the universe that you intend to have what you want. That action may not be the action that brings the object or the money directly to you, but your intent will signal the universe to begin bringing you what you want. Suppose you want a new home, but you don't think you have enough money. Rather than give up, take action as if the money were already there. Start by imagining your ideal home or apartment. Go look at homes as if you had the money. Picture your perfect home over and over. Even though you do not have the money when you start, your intent to have your new home will create changes in what is possible. As your intent goes out into the universe, you become magnetic to certain people and events. You draw to you opportunities that wouldn't have existed if you weren't clear on your intent and taking action to bring it about. One woman who did this was looking for an apartment in San Francisco. She was told that it was impossible to find even a studio for the small amount she could afford. She wanted a place that had one bedroom, was within walking distance of her downtown office, and had a small deck or outdoor access for her cat. Most places wouldn't even accept animals. She didn't listen to her friends, who just shook their heads in disbelief. She had only 2 weeks to find a place, so she began to picture what she wanted clearly in her mind. She kept telling herself that it would be easy and began to imagine the apartment and magnetize it to her. One day, feeling the urge to take a walk, she came upon a woman sitting on the steps in front of a small building. For some unknown reason, she felt drawn to tell the woman that she was looking for a place to live. It turned out that the woman was the landlord and had an apartment in the building that exactly fit her description. The landlord didn't need money from renting out the apartment, and because she had not liked her previous tenants, she had decided not to rent it ever again unless the right person came along. It had been vacant for 2 years. The two got along well, and the landlord agreed to let her move in, not even asking for first and last month's rent. She was able to have her cat. The rent was exactly the small sum she was able to pay, and the building was within walking distance of her office. Trust is the link between the mental world and the physical world. It provides continuity during the time that elapses between the conception of an idea and its manifestation. Realize that your dreams are already real on the mental plane. They are just awaiting the perfect time to appear in your physical reality. Trust your higher self to bring you the right things at the right time. Affirmation. I trust my ever-increasing ability to create abundance. You know when you are on the right path. Doors open, people appear, coincidences happen. When you are not on your path or pursuing your higher purpose, it may seem as if you are walking through glue and nothing is working. When you are following your path and your energy is flowing, your life usually works easily and well. This doesn't mean that you won't come across any obstacles. Your challenge is to tell if obstacles mean you are to re-examine your path and perhaps find another, or if they are there to help you develop the qualities of persistence and patience. There are no easy answers. Knowing when to push ahead and when to find another course of action comes from experience and self-awareness. One way to tell whether obstacles are just part of your growth or are telling you to find another path is to look at what you want to accomplish. If your goals feel joyful, or if you feel a sense of joy in moving through an obstacle, knowing that doing so will bring you what you want, it may be appropriate to go through it. Some people enjoy overcoming obstacles because moving through them adds to their sense of accomplishment when they do get what they want. If you keep focusing on what you want and take action as appears appropriate, the obstacle will probably start dissolving. If moving through the obstacle seems like a great struggle, it is probably telling you that there is a better way to accomplish your goal. Often the circumstances you see as barriers lead you in another direction that turns out to be a better way to go. Obstacles can also be there to protect you, to keep you from taking action prematurely, or to get you to pay attention to something you may have missed. They also give you the opportunity to deal with all the issues that need to be handled before you can take the next step. One woman wanted to find a new apartment because the woman who lived above her was very noisy. She spent 3 weeks looking with no results. She kept affirming that her perfect home was now in her life. She kept pushing through all the obstacles, even though they seemed to indicate that taking another path of action might be more suitable. Several weeks after she started looking, the neighbor above her unexpectedly moved away, and a very quiet person moved in. She hadn't needed to move after all. She realized that every attempt to find a new apartment had been blocked, and her determination to move through the obstacles simply kept her struggling. She also realized that she loved her current home except for the noise and hadn't wanted to move. Affirmation. I accept prosperity and abundance into my life. When you ask for something that is way beyond what you have now, such as an enormous increase in your prosperity, it may take a while to come so that you can be prepared to handle it. Think of yourself as vibrating at a certain rate. Think of the amount of money you have now as in harmony with that vibration. If you were suddenly to be handed an enormous sum of money without adequate preparation, the vibration of money would be out of balance with your vibration. You have heard of those who win a lot of money and spend it all in just a few years, ending up financially where they were before. Others who win a lot of money make very few changes in their lives, and it is several years before they are comfortable handling large sums of money and feel ready to make major changes. it is important to prepare to have larger and larger sums of money, so that when more comes, it will be in balance with the rest of your life. You can accelerate this process by wearing the energy of larger sums before you receive them, and by mentally adjusting your energy until larger sums feel comfortable. There may be times when nothing seems to be happening on the outside, but you are going through much change on the inside to prepare what you are asking for. Keep trusting your ability to draw to you what you want while you are waiting for money to come, and realize that everything that is happening to you is preparing you to have it and helping you change your vibration to match the vibration of abundance when it arrives. The reality you are experiencing right now has been created from past thoughts. It may take time for the reality you created in the past to change into the new reality you are now setting up for yourself. You are learning to believe you can create what you want and that you deserve to have it. Once you set your intention to become more abundant, many subtle inner changes start to occur. Acknowledge every time you allow more abundance into your life, even for the smallest thing, and you will become magnetic to having even more. Affirmation. I trust that everything comes at the perfect time and in the perfect way. It takes time for the new to come, and many of you quit too soon. The bigger the goal, the larger the step, and the longer it may take to have what you want. This is because there are a certain number of steps to be taken and events that must occur to get from where you are now to where you want to be. You can work with energy to speed up the process, as described in Step 6 in the General Magnetizing exercise. While you wait for something to come, affirm your trust, develop your courage, and learn to take the steps and actions you are guided to take. It is also important for things to appear at the right time, when you are ready for them. If something you want comes too early, the situation may not yet be right for it to blossom into its full potential. It would be like a seed deciding to come up in the middle of winter. It would be too early for that plant, and the seedling might not survive. If something comes too late, some of the opportunities needed for it to develop fully may have passed. If the seed waited until late summer to come up, it might not have enough time to fully develop before the fall and winter. Timing is very important, and your higher self will bring everything to you in its perfect time. If you look back at one thing you wanted that you didn't get, you will probably realize that it was something that would not have assisted you at that time. Some of the things you want to create might stand in your way if they were created at inappropriate times or in the wrong forms. You might need to get rid of them later. The time and energy it takes to let go of them might distract you from your path. Developing trust is important. Keep your goal in mind and work steadily toward it rather than expecting instant results. You may not always understand where your inner guidance is leading you, and some of the actions you feel guided to take may not lead you to the results you expect. Trust that your inner messages are leading you to your goals, even if you do not know how at the time. Trust that you will get what you have asked for, if it is for your higher good, and that everything that is happening is helping bring it to you, evaluate the results your efforts are producing, not by the money they instantly bring, but by how much you love what you are doing and the value your activities contribute to your life. As you continue following your inner guidance and doing things that are meaningful to you, you will create your dreams. Every event you experience on your journey to create more abundance is helping you develop qualities you need to attract and have money. Remember some of the times when you trusted. You may have been in much worse straits than you are now. Perhaps you truly did not know how you would meet your bills, and yet you trusted and got through. If you are trusting that the money will come and it has not come, trust that what is happening is for your higher good, even if you can't understand why right now. Not having something may push you into new areas of growth. You may be in the process of getting what you asked for, or you may have already received the essence of it. Everything you attract comes to teach you something and to contribute to your aliveness and growth. You do not always need physical results to gain these realizations. You may learn the lessons just from imagining having something and not need to create it in physical reality. If you haven't yet received what you are magnetizing, look again at the essence of what you want and see if you haven't in some way already received it. Go back and review the real purpose of why you want to create it and examine if that purpose has already been realized in some other way. If there is something you want or need that will truly serve your higher purpose, it will come to you. Don't make yourself wrong, thinking that you aren't trying hard enough, or that you have some inherent deficiency in your ability to manifest. Realize instead that this is a loving universe, and the only things you ask for that don't come to you are the things that do not serve your higher good, or that have forms that are not right for you at this time. Affirmation. I surrender to my higher good. One of the final acts of creating money is to let go and surrender to your higher good. It is time to let things happen in their own way and in their own time. Trust is knowing that there is a higher power within you that will assist you in bringing what you have asked for in the right way, at the right time. Surrender means not putting worry and fear into the process, but instead taking responsibility for the results, expecting that only the best will happen. Detachment is also important. Detachment is a mental letting go, just as surrender is an emotional letting go. Detachment is also important. Detachment is a mental letting go, just as surrender is an emotional letting go. If you feel you can't live without something, that your well-being is dependent upon your having it, you actually repel what you desire. When there is no neediness attached to having what you want, you can create it much more easily. It has been said that you can't have something until you don't need it. This is not the same as not wanting it. Let go of what you have asked for completely. Trust that whatever comes will serve you and be for your highest good, even if you don't understand why at the moment. The universe works in perfect ways. You can get in touch with the perfection of the universe and learn to trust that it is loving and teaching you what you need for growth and expansion. no matter what is happening in your life. Every situation is teaching you what you need to learn to become more powerful. Everything that is happening is in some way helping you achieve your greatest potential, awaken your inner strength, and gain new levels of mastery. You can learn to identify what each situation is teaching you. As you recognize what you are learning, you will be able to move through situations more rapidly, with joy rather than struggle. This truly is a loving, generous, abundant, and caring universe, and you will always be given what serves you best.